that's been part and parcel of the narrative, certainly since Reagan, and that is this kind of hyper-individualism. And the kill it to save it framework that I write about looks at this hyper-individualism and what I consider a kind of corporate ideology that has really become the baseline of an ideological instinct in this country. And so, for instance, that language of choice really rings true to Americans, in part because it has to do with what they, the power they have as consumers or the power they have as individuals to make a choice. And then this notion that somehow the corporate ideology, the corporate sector, handles all of these things so much more effectively and efficiently that if people just leave corporations alone, we now call them job creators, they will in fact give us the opportunities as individuals to make the right choices, and that will lead to our success. And of course, the problems with that logic are legion. The idea somehow that people choose to be poor or they've made bad choices, on the one hand, disregards the incredibly poor choices that rich people make day in and day out, yet seem to have a cushion. Someone like George Bush, I often like to use in my class as an example of someone who pretty much failed at everything he did, had a terrible substance abuse problem, yet up until the age of 30 or 35, he floated on the fact that he came from one of the most wealthiest and powerful families in the country. And then suddenly, within 10 years, 15 years, was the president of the United States. So one can make very bad choices if one has wealth and power in this country.